Proverbs 19:10 says, "Delight is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over princes." When our proverb says, "Delight is not seemly for a fool," it's not just talking about a moment when a fool enjoys himself. It's speaking of living a life of pleasure, prosperity, luxury, and maybe even power. One obvious example of this is when a foolish man or woman wins the lottery. We've talked about this before, but 99% of those fools who gamble lose more than they ever win. But there's always that one in a million who hits it. And what happens? Well, the stories of self-destruction are endless. But we see this play out in a number of other ways. Just think of the fools who hit it big by other means, only to squander their gains or destroy themselves with it. Spoiled, foolish people who gain large inheritances. Fools who go viral and begin raking in cash on social media. Fools who can act, so they make it big in TV or movies. They're still fools. Fools who are unknown but elected to public offices like Congress. It's an unseemly sight when these things happen. And there was a time when I was a Christ-rejecting fool. The fact that I had to work and didn't just have a trust fund or enabling wealthy parents or become wealthy and famous with a music or acting career was the best thing that happened to me in those days, staying broke. And I've often said that I'm thankful there was no internet or social media in those days before I was saved. And I've also often said that I'm thankful that I never became rich and famous during those times, because I would have most likely become another public example of our proverb. If I had been like the so-called prodigal son of Luke 15:11-32, I would have eventually ended up just like he did, if not worse. But I can certainly identify with him. You ought to read that closely sometime if you haven't recently. But I remember I had the same sort of moment that's recorded in Luke 15:17, when the prodigal says, or it says about the prodigal, "And when he came to himself." I also had the same sort of moment toward my heavenly father and my earthly father as the rebellious son did, as found in Luke 15:18-19, where it says that he's speaking to himself basically, and he says, "I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son." Now, that is repentance. And the moment a sinner comes to that place of humility before God, he or she is no longer a fool. Our proverb is a statement of fact, and we will discuss the second half in our next proverb devotional, Lord willing, and the church don't rise. But it's not really intended to make us feel superior or to thump our chests in pride of how, you know, we're not like those other fools. It's really a reminder of what Jesus has saved us from. And in addition to saving us from hell, knowing Jesus also saves us, foolish sinners as we are, from becoming that next unseemly sight in our communities or among our friends and neighbors. With Christ, when we're saved, we receive the Holy Spirit, and He, our counselor, indwelling in us, helps us to then learn His Word and to walk in His wisdom, living our daily lives in or by the wisdom of God's Word. And with His wisdom, we can live wisely in spite of ourselves. And we should never forget that. It's always His wisdom in us. It didn't come from us. It's all about Him and His wisdom. And knowing that, then it's to His everlasting glory, not our own, and He gets all the credit. It's said over and over, we sing it, and we'll continue to point it out, that Jesus alone is worthy of our praise.